National Radio Club.
Heidi Xers, welcome to Market Scope for March 2003. I just couldn't give all you great subscribers a Marion, Ohio Market Scope. That would be 12 minutes of absolute agony. So for lack of Market Scope material, I scrounged around various AirCheck websites on the internet and picked up a few classic AirChecks for your listening enjoyment. Just to mention a few great websites, the classic CKLW webpage, musicradio77.com, wolf1490.net, Rock Radio Scrapbook, Keener13.com, BoWeaver.com. I also believe WRKO, KHJ, WLS, and WCFL, and CFDR have sites for classic air checks as well. Links to some of these sites can be found on the National Radio Club website.
Answering a call from Glendale at 520-1976. To hear miracles in the starship, and who is a mere disc jockey to get in her way? I mean, I'm not even full time. Couple of minutes after 6 o'clock in Southern California, this is Bo Weaver munching on a peach,
a pear, a pomegranate, three Hershey bars, and sipping a cocoa, and the humming does your chewing gum lose its flavor.
But I'm ready to do it for you. KHJ with Bo Weaver intending to play some serious love songs this morning. 609, thank you.
It's Beatles Week. Now through Wednesday, we're at the warehouse everywhere.
What he means by that is they have stores in Woodland Hills, Pomona, Costa Mesa, Riverside, and Eagle Rock Plaza. KHJ with one of those great American pastimes, stealing Chuck Berry records.
I used to be nasty and mean,
but then I got
to get yourself tickled.
Nice week, KHJ.
Right, this is why Neil Diamond can command $250,000 a night. Because he did stuff like this back in 1967. Paved the way for the rest of us. Thanks a lot for the nighttime. Take it away, Neil. KHJ. And you are the music we play. KHJ with the Andrea True Connection and more. All you can stand open wide because I'm ready. Bo Weaver, what did I just say? 619. Rouse, it's the supermarket. Okay, looking at the weather, fog, and low crowds on the beach. Well, it's early, folks. Of course there's low crowds on the beach, but the crowd should pick up a little later in the day. Get Van Dyke on the phone. I'm going prematurely insane. Please help. 67 downtown now. 67 in the Valley. Orange County 70 here in Hollywood. Let's see. It's 18 Celsius. That's I just made that up, by the way. 68 degrees at KHJ. KHJ with Dorothy Moore, lady whose singing career, interestingly enough, started at a church picnic when she choked on some fried okra. It was strange cigarette smoke wafts through the rays of blue light bathing the little platform-like stage. The twinkling of glasses and the murmuring of disgruntled waitresses stops suddenly as the audience prepares to be electrified. And George Benson steps up to the microphone with these words. Hello, mic test. Test one. Test, hello.
Are we ready?
KHJ plays it for you. A little after 6:30 with Beauregard Rodriguez Weaver. KHJ, what a picture. Laying back, observing the constellations, playing the radio on southern stations. Actually, it's an Oklahoma City station on Skip. It's the one machine gun Kelly came from in a shocking RKO talent raid. KHJ, summertime 69, and the Friends of Distinction. Love or Let Me Be Lonely at 6:42. This is Bo Weaver with an invitation for you to, let's see, the Pasadena Art Feast. That's what it says. I suppose you go out there and eat some art. Yeah, I'd like some abstract expressionism. Hold the acrylics, please. I imagine that's supposed to be fest, but, it's happening at Victory Park. Call 793-7177 for more information.
It was a thing.
Says Bo Weaver of KHJ Entertainment Watch, now playing at theaters and drive-ins everywhere.
Ray Stevens writes the songs.
KHJ. Getting
What's Up from the Starland Vocal Band in Bull Weber 646.
Want to do something?
He writes the songs. We pay ASCAP and BMI. So tell his lawyers to get off our backs, okay? You are the music we play on KHJ. With one of those great American pastimes, stealing Chuck Berry records.
I used to be nasty.
Half price.
Well, I guess you heard the Stork came last night, brought us another Allman Brother, which is good. The others were dropping like flies. That's right, it's a baby boy born to Sharon Greg Allman, a real half-bred breed. No, half-bred. His father is half-bred.
To your family's home of a lifetime.
Jerry Duke, 1050 Chum.
Hey, listen, there must be a mess of music you want to hear, so why don't you let me get it on for you right now by calling the Chum Hitline, 929-1411, and then we'll get upside like Jam Up and Jelly Tide. Come on, Tommy Roll.
Jam Up and Jelly Tide. Jam Up and Jelly Tide. Jam Up and Jelly Tide. More music. 1050 Chum.
The Dokers socking out the soul on a Saturday. Aretha from the House of Franklin.
Looking out.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a Million Dollar Weekend, presented by
1050 Chum, CHUM Toronto.
It's 2:30 on Chum with Gary Duke. Selling out his show here, trying to please you. 64 gold of Beatles in $1 million weekend at 232 from Chum. Hey, when you get a chance to buy something at wholesale prices, don't you pass it up. And now's the time, because it's time to cash in on those bargains at Super Toy Mart, 10 Leswin Road. Yes, this famous Canadian wholesaler has opened his doors and everyone's invited to come on in and cash in on those savings.
This is Bill Williams, CHLO News for Michael Jewelers.
96 Talbot, next to Adams, St. Thomas.
CHLO weather.
Skies over the area remain mainly cloudy today, but have started to clear over southwestern sections, 40 and 65. The outlook for Wednesday, increasing cloudiness, followed by showers. This is Don Scott, speaking from the London Weather Office.
This edition of CHLO News for Michael's Jewelers is 61 degrees in the fall ski show.
CHLO, more fun, more music.
In this world of ups and downs, my dreams all fall through. And that's where I want to be.
Four taps, everyone, having a different world. At 6:06, this is Ball Ski on a Monday afternoon.
Swinging 68,
CHLO. That's Dion and a good guy preview extra on the ski show this afternoon called Abraham Martin and Booker T. 6:09, CHLO Hilo time. Listen. I'd like to tell you about the greatest plan for people who buy records. It's called the Record Club of Canada.
1430 CKFH.
Much more
music.
1021 CKFH Jukebox Finance Time. Look who's walking into the room now on a Tuesday morning. It's Marvin Gaye. Marvin, you have a seat. They're not there. There's a tack in that chair. Marvin, don't sit down in that chair. There's a tack. Told you about the tack, man. You'd have to sit down there. A former Twin Pick, a former CKFH exclusive, Marvin Gaye is chained to your lungs. Chain to your love, baby. That's marvelous. Marvin Gaye out of Motown, one of the former Twin Picks, now number 28 on the Big 35. It's 1024 CKFH Jukebox Bonanza time with Chuck.
Canadians are noted for creating international aid. Care packages ease hunger, illiteracy, and disease. Spread goodwill abroad with your dollars to Care of Canada, Ottawa.
1430 CKFH. More music.
1024 CKFH Jukebox Bonanza time. Chuck McCoy, bring it home. Eight heavyweight hits in a row. That's much more music for you. Here's the first of eight, song number 24, Hit Line, request from Scarborough. For all our friends do a lot of girl watching.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl.
Sometimes
just keep on coming. It's 10:30 in Toronto. This is Chuck McCoy.
Hey now, Western Union man, come on, you man, come on now.
Song 32 for the Big 35 at 10:31 CKFH Jukebox Bonanza time. That's the third of 8 in a row, fourth of 8. Coming up, number
1430 CKFH. Chuck McCall.
Bring your dear froggy.
Lovely, 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 lovely. Get your beauteous record all lovely.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Jack Armstrong.
Oh, it is I.
WPOV.
The Hartford, Connecticut, y'all. One more time for the road, mama. Oh, I'm going to do you a new one tonight. Being a Saturday night. Oh, in our last gathering. Little 68 gold. We're rolling ugly.
I know, I've met him. Mickey Jagger wants you to.
I got a little Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's something you drink, or smell, or taste, or swallow, or inject.
The Music Marathon goes on and on with the All-American boy, Jack Armstrong.
Yeah. Arriba, arriba.
Eureka! Jack Armstrong on WNTC in Potsdam, New York, on it with the music. Oh, let your freak flags fly. Gonna be with you the next hour. Preach Clearwater Revival, up around the bend, in the name of the thing.
There's a freak! Kenny Rogers, first edition. Turn around, Ruby, and show him your topless dresser, honey.
For God's sakes, turn around.
Yeah, sure, have it. Don't let the man go on in and go through life without... Yeah, turn around. He's going to put you in the ground with his gun. He's going to run the barrel of his gun that way. I'm going to tell you. To get your earbuds off, what else are you going to listen to, huh? Somebody call up your mother people and tell them to turn it off. You're running up your electric bill. He's on the grassroots, third and three in a row, as always, after the news, former TV exclusive, Glory Bound.
13Q.
Don't mind. I do too. If you're Mickey Mouse, it's a red bone. Wabaka is the name of the album. Better come get your love, bring a bucket, mama. 13 Q. Why 100 with y'all? Jackson Armstrong at WHYI, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. My next change call worth a brand new car plus over $25,500. The exact cash call amount in less than 10 minutes. Right here.
Lawrence has a new tune that will take us up till noon. It's called The Other Woman. A little competition there. That's exactly what Boston's going to have with Cincinnati today, down one game in the World Series. That'll be live at KDK starting at 12:30. That's Mickey Lawrence on Someplace Special, KDK and KDK FM in Pittsburgh, Group W, Westinghouse Broadcasting.
WIFP, Indianapolis. It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jack Armstrong. It's another hour of the best music on WIFP. And my love is alive. I am checked.
6 o'clock at WNBC New York, and now you're going to find out why he's been unrecognized and unnoticed for years.
Say goodnight. Say goodnight, Buzz.
Good night, Buzz.
That's real good. Hi, this is the unknown DJ at WNBC New York. It is 6 o'clock. Mama, if you want to mark that down, I'm here only for 4 hours. I got to get back to the home, you see. That's a problem. They know I'm out, but not where.
Poor gang, the marathons, and don't know why.
Friday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Hello, this
This is Art LeBeau telling you that we'd like to have you spend the weekend with us on K-Day. Now, I'm on the air with my new show on K-Day from 9 in the morning to 1 in the afternoon. And Sam is on, and Alan Freed is on, and we have a ball on Sundays, too, on K-Day in L.A. So join us at Channel Way Out.
A week, and remember, on weekends, on Saturday and Sunday, the Alan Freed Lovers Parade down Memory Lane. 2 hours of oldies on the Alan Freed Show every Saturday and Sunday. Hut Domino with an oldie. Whole lot of love, man.
It's another WOLF Power Hour with Jim Davis.
And here we go. He's a real nowhere man.
Your favorite car dealer doesn't listen to the WOLF All-Americans. Make your late payments someplace else.
That kind of tickles your toes, doesn't it? Oh, well. 19 before 9, WOLF's best of 66 time on the Giant Show. 35 degrees, our Syracuse temperature. Are they get together? This is done by the Supremes. Hit song. My world is empty without you, babe. The Supremes on All-American WOLF. 16 before 9 now, the James K. Giant Show. Sunny this morning, fair and seasonable throughout tomorrow. The high today about 45. Tonight's low, 28 degrees. A high tomorrow around 48. Right now, 28 degrees, clear and dry.
W-O-L-F, golden memory.
That's Andy Williams on the James K. Giant Show.
It's 8:55 a.m. Monday, March 14th, 1966. This is Dan O'Neill. I have news for you.
WOLF 1490.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now in the hallways of our beautiful studios, about to enter the conference room, where a high-level scientific meeting is being held to select the best of this week's new records. Let's go in and get a decision.
And I like this one.
This one is much better.
You're so wrong.
What do you know about a good record anyway?
Why don't you shut up?
Let her in here. This is the one.
I quit.
I like this one.
The All-American Pick of the Week.
I quit, sir.
They're in the showroom at Commonwealth Chevrolet, 1065 Commonwealth Avenue in Brighton. And get on the phone. You could be half of the WRKO Camaro couple and drive in style, courtesy of Now Radio.
68 WRKO.
244.
Wade Fontana, the mind bender, soon hit number 244 in the all-time top 300. 2 years ago, that was roaring up and down the charts. 709 WRKO Best of All Time on the J.J. Jeffrey Show.
A giant four feature spectacular spearheads the live-action drag racing. Sunday. Sunday at Swingin' New England Dragway. Super feature number one, the East Coast Motorcycle Enduro, highlighted by the clash between Nick Pomeroy's attempted suicide drag bike and the 8-second cycle team of Paul James and Todd Escolas. The second big feature finds Wild Bill Twins, Yankee Panther Dodge Funny Car, facing the Logie Sanson Supercharged Corvette, the Shark. And two national record holders meet when the Wild Rainbow Super Olds takes on the Torrid Ridgeway Chevrolet. Super feature number four, Arnie the Flying Farmer Beswick and his nationally famous car, the circuit blown and ejected GTO Pontiac Super Funny Car, matches horsepower with Mr. 793. It's Dr. Dick Glover in his fabulous 7-second Max Curtis Supercharged Mustang. Heads up with the Farmer in a best of three funny car marathon. Take Interstate 95 north to Hampton, New Hampshire. Exit west on Highway 101 and follow the crowd of beautiful New England Dragway. Racing action begins 1:30 p.m. Sunday! Sunday at beautiful New England Dragway. Be there!
WRKO weather. 49 degrees and mostly fair skies in the hub city at the moment. And tonight they tell us the story will be increasing cloudiness, a little temperature change. Low temps about 40 degrees. And then for tomorrow, considerable cloudiness with chance of brief showers. 48 degrees at the moment in the hub city. And here's a reminder from the WRKO jocks. The Department of Defense says the Christmas packages for service personnel stationed overseas must be mailed by November 11th to assure delivery by Christmas.
68 WRKO.
243.
Here's guys, I'm ABC Radio John Top right now. 21 minutes before 10 o'clock. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 35 degrees. Cloudy tomorrow with a chance of possible precipitation. It's going to rain tomorrow, possibly.
71 WABC degrees in Channel 77 in New York Town. This
is the station that wished on New York and became a star. WABC.
Got a solid gold hit for you by the Sparkle Zone. It's called Black Slacks. Black slacks, black slacks, black slacks are filled with tax. Ding a ding a ding ding a ding ding ding. Everybody go. Thank you.
Melinda Diddlefinger will demonstrate how to give mouth-to-mouth resuscitation without becoming emotionally involved. And now we present Dead Air. All right, I'll wait. Any time. You could put it in another bank or something. Nothing's going to happen with that cartridge. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll fix it. See, we'll take it like that. And now it'll work. See? Dan Ingram and his magic hands. And now...
Ah, lovely. Like a thundering herd of turtles, ladies and gentlemen. Here are the four seasons.
Now here's a Market Scope bonus. Anyone who submits a Market Scope for the next several months will receive a thank you CD of miscellaneous jingles and IDs from Fred's collection. You can send a complete composite of your market, if you like, maybe even your favorite radio station, or send in your favorite all-time air check. I'd like to have about 10 to 12 minutes of material after it's edited down and scoped down. Send it to me, Phil Wayne, 1872 Myers Road East. And that's in Marion, Ohio, 43302-9160. And thank you very much, both from our editors and Market Scope fans. See you next month on this narrow strip of mylar and iron oxide. And now, we present our Musing members.
Give us your thoughts about what's happening in your area. Call the Musings line at 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day. Keep your ears open, and when you hear something that's important for everyone to know, call us.
This is Tim Hendel. I really enjoyed Gary Thorburn's review of the PAL radio from Tivoli Audio. I reviewed this radio also for Ed Potter's Playback, and I want to add my 2 cents to Gary's review. I have no quarrel at all with what Gary said about the sound. It really is excellent, but I need to talk a little bit about the station receiving capability of this radio. AM is simply awful. It's not only inferior, it's awful. My little Panasonic Walkman pulls in medium-strength AM stations better than the Tivoli Audio. Of course, if you use a select antenna or something, it will be better. FM is only average. You can't turn off the AFC, which means that weak or even medium-strength stations sometimes can't be received in the near presence of a strong local station. You can't turn off FM stereo, which also inhibits the reception of weak stations. If you could turn off AFC and FM stereo, the FM might be fairly good, although it does suffer from a little what I call urban overload, as do most other radios. I didn't have a chance to try it in a suburban or rural area. But with the AFC and the stereo not defeatable, it definitely takes away from the station pulling capability of this radio. So it has a nice sound, but its ability to receive stations is disappointing both on AM and FM. I'd also like to point out that a couple of the DX Audio Service editors are only giving an email address. There are lots of us out there who still don't have email. May I recommend a postal address as a backup for people who can't do email?
This is Jeremy McCubbin in Oklahoma. On February 7th, WSDS AM 1480 Ann Arbor is now carrying Michigan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, Fred and DX members. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. Today is Sunday, February the 9th. Fred, I got a chance to talk to the chairman of the FCC, Mark Pitts, I believe is his name. He was on C-SPAN, I guess, two or three Fridays ago. Maybe a month ago, and I told him about the DX Audio Club, and I also told him about the IBOC interference and how it is literally ruining AM. Also, I've noticed not only has WSAI gone to an oldies format playing 50s and 60s oldies, so has WWKB in Buffalo, and one of the disc jockeys who is on from 6 to 9 Monday through Fridays is Jack Armstrong, who used to be on WKYC in Cleveland. I appreciated your report on IBOC interference while trying to get WoWo. This has got to go, and let us know how we can really put some pressure on the authorities to get rid of this interference once and for all.
Hello, everybody. This is John Jones, Elmira Heights. I got good news for you. They are back. We used to listen to WKBW back in my school days, and they are back to playing. Right now, they're playing the British Invasion of the 60s. And apparently, they have gone to their rock and roll format that they had years ago.
Hello, fellow DXers. Wayne Ryan in Brantford, Ontario. WKBW Buffalo is the latest station on 1520 to go back to their old rock format, along with WSAI Cincinnati and Chum in Toronto and some of their other affiliated stations. A friend of mine heard music on 890 under WLS Chicago one night a few weeks ago, and we couldn't find out where it was coming from, so I just wondered if anybody might know. And I'd like to say rather a sad goodbye to WHOW in Clinton, Illinois. I always liked that station. And WFRO Fremont, Ohio, I loved. Anytime I was in the area, they always had a lot of good local sports, and they were playing good country music toward the end of their time, too. I heard it down in Lima this last convention. Also, from Macon, Illinois, Western Illinois University, there was a great article on ESPN Radio All Night a couple of weeks ago about a young blind fellow who was doing commentary on their basketball games on their college campus radio station. His name is Ryan Kiro. If anyone knows anything more about this, I wish that they would please reply on our tapes. I also wanted to mention the station in Cambridge, Ontario, which has been 92.9 FM and doing very poorly with their signal, has been granted to go to 107.5, where I'm sure they will do very much better.
On our November issue, I ran our first story on IBOC and gave some examples of interference from KIXI and WOR. On the January 2003 edition, Scott Feibusch dropped in some well-pointed comments. Then on the February 2003 edition, I played some examples of interference between digital station WCHB and analog WOWO. If you don't keep your cassettes, you can find real audio copies of past shows or order back issues from the Publication Center or via the website. The reason I point this out is that anyone interested in listening to AM radio needs to know how digital AM will affect their listening habits. Over the past few months, I've visited the subject with casual listeners, station managers, and professional broadcast engineers. While everyone has heard the buzzwords, such as HD radio, digital radio, or AM equal to FM, or CD, the average person has failed to understand the impact of the interference issue. In fact, one thing that has kept people in the dark is not knowing what the interference sounds like. Many of us are used to hearing buzzes at heterodynes or the crash of a lightning strike on AM radio. To many of us, it just comes with the product and we accept it. So it's not surprising that when someone hears a hiss on a station, they write it off as the neighbor's TV or some malfunctioning appliance. Only a few are aware that this hiss is different, and it's a modulation scheme that's tucked into a normally analog world. But why does it bother AM radios and cause a lot of problems? Leonard Kahn is well respected in the subject of AM transmission and reception, and I asked him if the problem is due to the fact that most AM radios, while tuned to one frequency, have a bandwidth wide enough to receive signals on adjacent frequencies.
Yes, I think the main problem isn't what it does to the digital station, it's what it does to all their neighbors. I think that's the severe thing.
The adjacent channels.
Yes, and the second, and the third. It's not just the first order sidebands, and people should be aware of that. It's not because the receivers can't distinguish. You then take a receiver selectivity curve and just draw it, and you see the receivers don't have infinite slopes. Theoretically, you can have them, but you can't take that half a billion receivers and fix them up with infinite slope selectivity.
Mr. Kahn is referring to the fact that all the existing radios in the world today hear signals from adjacent frequencies. It's been an acceptable design since the beginning of radio manufacturing. Narrowing the selectivity of a radio makes it sound hollower with fewer highs. A radio such as a GE Super Radio 3, Sony ICF 2010, or just your normal car radio sounds good because it's receiving frequencies from 5 to 12 kHz off carrier. Producing a radio with a brick wall approach, such as a selectivity filter that would only receive information from within a 5 to 7.5 kHz window, while other information outside that window is suppressed by as much as 20 dB, is very costly. A cost only a few people could take on. The best way to demonstrate this effect is to play an air check of a station being received with another analog station right above them transmitting analog programming. Then the digital AM signal is turned on. It's February 21st at 6:45 a.m. We're tuned to 700 kHz and listening to WLW in Cincinnati, Ohio. Above WLW at 710 is WOR in New York, New York. Listen what happens when WOR turns on their digital AM transmission. We're starting this recording at 15 seconds prior to the digital AM being turned on.
Tonight against Norfolk, it's Corey Pecker night. Need I say more? Scott Springer, 700 WLW 2020 Sports.
Hey, you've got a pair of passes good for daily morning tours of the riverboat to Tallstacks 2003 this October. If
the receiver used was a stock Sony ICF 2010. And as I noted in my prior column, there is no reason to suspect that a different radio might not have interference. I noted no difference between a ICF 2010, GE Super Radio 3, Radio Shack 12-604, or the in-dash car radio in a 2001 Buick Century. While many of us are concerned that interference is tearing up a normally good-sounding radio, folks supporting digital AM happily point out that it's all legal, since the transmissions are within the NRSC mask. But is the mask relevant? Or are we just comparing apples to oranges? Leonard Kahn explains the NRSC guidelines.
Within a 10-minute period, you were not permitted to hit more than 25 dB at those frequencies. Now, that means one spit, one overmodulation hit every 10 minutes that came to that point. The energy is like an impulse function. There's very, very little energy there. But if you look at this, this is here all the time. It's orders of magnitude more energy. What is important in all this is the energy, not a short-term pulse. They are putting carriers there, and that energy, you have to integrate the time into this. And the time is totally violates the mask. It's not even close to the mask or by orders of magnitude.
What has been interesting to note in all these discussions has been that many 50,000-watt stations care about their coverage as it applies to interference-free analog service. But they seem to be only interested in the immediate grade A coverage for digital service, that is the 50 to 60 miles from their transmitter. At present, digital AM can't work in the grade B, or can it be used by a distant listener such as myself trying to listen to a Detroit Tigers game out of Detroit or a Yankees game out of New York? Another issue is the bandwidth of the digital signal. The cassette that you're listening to doesn't really do this test a lot of good, but a normal AM analog signal sounds like this. The 36 kbps encoded digital signal sounds like this.
Nobody does.
listening to this on a radio in a room or in the car, the difference is noticeable. The strings in the piano in the digital example have some artifacts that can be heard. It's not CD or FM quality. If we continue with this digital in-band on channel AM, we face obsoleting all analog sets that people presently own. We face losing AM as a viable platform for the distribution of programming, emergency information, news, weather, and EAS information. Do we need to lose a source of emergency program distribution while we're having world conflicts and threats of attack in the U.S.? Think about it. There's nothing wrong with the present platform for transmission, as we'll point out in a future article. It's the content that is causing people not to listen. If all the AM stations in my part of the world were to magically change to an FM or CD quality, I don't know that I would change my listening habits. Then again, if something is legislated to take away my analog radio and force me to listen to digital, maybe I'll just propose legislation to have the government pick up the cost of my digital radio. Or just be content in reading my CQ magazine while listening to oldies off my hard drive. For those of you who purchased All Radio Volume 1, you'll hear the entire Leonard Kahn interview without editing on Side 2 of Tape Number 2. We hope that you'll enjoy that. For the DX Audio Service, in the Sheetrock Analog Announce Booth, I'm Fred Volby.
Hello again, DXers. Ken Onestruck back here with Sports and Ratings. And this time here in March 2003, I've got a couple of things to get across here. Let me start out. The spring training in Major League Baseball will be starting out, so let me give you a quick update of what's going on here. Okay, I've done quite a bit of updating here from the Baseball America directory using the internet, and here we go. The American League, Anaheim Angels, five-year deal on 710 KSPN, and on Spanish 1090 XPRS, and I'll get the announcers next time around month. Baltimore Orioles, be on 1090 WBAL. The Boston Red Sox on 850 WEEI in English and 1360 WLYN in Spanish. Chicago White Sox and ESPN Radio 1000 WMVP in English. Cleveland Indians 1100 WTAM. Detroit Tigers 1270 WXYT. Kansas City Royals 980 KMBZ. Minnesota Twins 830 WCCO. New York Yankees 880 WCBS. Oakland Athletics in English 610 KFRC. Spanish 1370 KZSF. Seattle Mariners, a new contract, 1,000 KOMO. Tampa Bay Devil Rays, 970 WFLA. Texas Rangers, in English, 1080 KRLD. Spanish, 1270 KESS. Toronto Blue Jays, on 1050 CHUM. National League, Arizona Diamondbacks, 620 KTAR. Spanish, 1400 KSUN. Atlanta Braves 750 WSB, Spanish 1100 WWE, Chicago Cubs 720 WGN, Cincinnati Reds 700 WLW, Colorado Rockies 850 KOA, with a new announcing crew this year, Florida Marlins on 560 WQAM in English and 1140 WQBA in Spanish, Houston Astros in English, 740 KTRH, Spanish, 980 KRTX. Los Angeles Dodgers, English, 1150 KXTA, Spanish, 1330 KWKW. Milwaukee Brewers, 620 WTMJ, Montreal Expos. Maybe back on 990 CKGM, I believe it is, but we'll have to find out more since they're, I believe, on a one-year contract, French, 730 CKAC. New York Mets, 660 WFAN. I think some games in Spanish on 1280 WADO. Philadelphia Phillies, again, 950 WPEN. Pittsburgh Pirates, 1020 KDKA. St. Louis Cardinals, 1120 KMOX with new announcers. San Diego Padres, English, 600 KOGO. Spanish, 1040 KURS. San Francisco Giants, 680 KNBR. In response to music of the members to Paul Burkhart's request that I get American Hockey League stations, I did try both the hockey news, which totally ignored the minor leagues, although they do print some information in the newspaper, which I've seen at one library. And I've even checked the out-of-town newspapers on the internet, and they don't list any stations for any of the teams anywhere. So the only teams that I know of are in Chicago, 105.9 WCKG with the Wolves, and up in Milwaukee, 1130 WISN. Other than that, I can't help you out. I wish I could. I'm sorry about that. That league has about 28 teams, which is quite large, but unfortunately I have no access to the radio station information. So I'm sorry. Anyway, let's continue on here to the Arena Football League here. The Arena Football League at least had a decent website, I found out, and the individual teams did give me some radio station information. So I'll give you what I found out. The Arizona Rattlers out of Phoenix on 860 KMVP. The Buffalo Destroyers on 107.7 WNSA. The Carolina Cobras out of Charlotte told me nothing. The Chicago Rush play at the All-State Arena in Rosemont on 670 WSCR with Mike North and Tom Dorr. The Dallas Desperado were out of Irving, Texas, but told me no stations. Detroit Fury on 1130 WDFN and some games on 1310 WXDX. The Georgia Force in Duluth, Georgia play at the Gwinnett Center but told me no station. The Grand Rapids, I believe that's Rampage, on 1340 WBBL with Joe Parsons and Tom Sullivan. The Indiana Firebirds on 1260 ESPN, I believe that's WNDE. Las Vegas Gladiators told me no station. The Los Angeles Avengers will be simulcast on 1150 KXTA and 690 Extra. The New York Dragons out of Plainview, New York on 540, I believe that's WLIE. The Orlando Predators told me nothing. And finally, the San Jose Sabercats on 1050 KTCT with Bob Fitzgerald and George Atkins. Okay, that should hold you up for now. And before we leave, I have a special ID for you.
Christian Music Radio 104.7 WCFL. Music from Kevin Max there. More great music on the way. 23 degrees in Chicagoland at 10:55.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
Music. Keep the tempo.
Radio.
Okay.
Christian Music Radio.
Licensed broadcast.
104.7 FM. WCFL Morris, Chicagoland.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke, and you're listening to the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club.
On this edition of Page Watch, I'm sorry to say that nothing on the AM or AM-FM front really caught my interest in either the magazines or web pages, so I'm featuring an interesting TV item. In the March 2003 CQ magazine, page 67, in the new Super Spring Goodies column, is the AOR TV 5000 Scanner Video Converter. This handy accessory lets you monitor standard NTSC video while using a wide-range receiver such as the AOR AR5000 or the AR5000 Plus 3. They have a wideband 10.7 MHz IF output. The TV5000 is compact, easy to connect, and operates on just two AA batteries or 12 volts DC. The TV5000 will receive NTSC transmissions, fast scan amateur TV links, etc., and it appears to be about the size of an amateur radio HT. The suggested retail price is $199.95, and for more information, contact Takashi, or otherwise his nickname is Taka, Nakayama at AOR. Address is 20655 Southwestern Avenue, Suite 112, Torrance, California, 90501. Telephone number is area code 310-787-8615. And the website for AOR is www.aorusa.com. And if you do contact them, please let them know that you heard about this on the DX Audio Service. Time now for a CPC test calendar, and we have two tests from the Great South during the month of March. WKWN 1420 in Trenton, Georgia will conduct a DX test on Thursday, March 13th from midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time. Per the engineer, there'll be plenty of very distinctive music played. He'll also try to include some modulated CWIDs as well as possible RTTY at 45 minutes past the hour. That'll be 45 baud, 170 hertz shift, and PSK31 IDs for those of you that may be able to copy those. If you happen to hear the station, reports during the tests are welcome. Prepaid, please, at area code 706-657-7594. And this test will be run at a power of 2.5 kilowatts non-directional. Reports may be sent to Mr. Phil Patton, P-A-T-T-O-N, Chief Engineer, WKWN, Post Office Box 829, Trenton, Georgia, 30752. WEPG 910 in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee will conduct a DX test, and that will be from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Thursday, March 20th. Per Phil Patton, the engineer, the test will be run the same way as the WKWN test. Phone calls to the station during the test will be welcomed, prepaid please, at area code 423-837-7577. And these tests were arranged for the NRC's CPC, My Phil Patton. And that great jazz music from the TM Century Musicians is my cue to tell you that we've got to get out of here for this month. Hey, listen, the next edition of the DX Audio Service is going to be our anniversary edition. So what I'd like members to do is give a call to the Musings line at 419-224-1609 and tell us how you got interested in listening to radio, and maybe even give us a little story about some fantastic radio experience that you've had, either hearing a distant station or maybe something really interesting, maybe just your first encounter with DX. Give us a call and tell us all about it, okay? We'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Remember, get out there and support radio.